Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman. And you listen to Redskins Talk with JP Finley.
Wow. That's all I can say after that win. This is JP Finley. This is Redskins Talk Podcast. That was incredible. That was back and forth. That was exciting. There was good play. There was bad play. At the end of the game, the Skins needed a big play, and Kirk Cousins went to Josh Doctson. I mean, you kind of couldn't draw it up better than that for them to get this win. We have a whole heck of a lot to discuss. As always, my dude Rich Tandler is here. Tandler, say what's up.
What's up?
Dude, you can be emphatic. You're allowed
what's to be. What's up?
That's not still not emphatic. I tell you what, I need some emphasis. I'm going to go to my guy, local celebrity Mitch Tischler. Tish, what's up, boys? How about that? Now that was emphatic.
Okay.
Tandler's being a wet blanket after an incredible football game. We're 45 seconds in.
I'm laid back.
All right. A lot for us to talk about, and we're going to set the scene for you real quick. We may get thrown out, but we're currently just sitting in the Redskins locker room at Seattle Stadium.
I'm right in front of Josh Norman's locker.
Yeah, you're in front of Josh Norman. I'm in front of Breland, and Mitch is Quentin Dunbar.
I have that kind of pull. We're not getting kicked out. We're here for the podcast.
Okay.
Mitch has no idea what he's talking about. We got a lot to talk to.
We're keep saying that, and you're wasting time. Let's go.
Oh, my God, Taylor.
Let's just talk about it.
How are you grumpy already? All right, here's our table of contents. We're going to give you our reaction. We're going to do our game balls and goats. Got some over-unders to clear up, Rich Taylor. I have a massive announcement that's coming on the back end. Massive is maybe too much. I have a really fun announcement that's coming at the end of this podcast. Let's start. Taylor, what's your reaction?
My reaction was I really didn't think they were going to pull it off until that Hail Mary pass
hit the ground.
Yeah, and it was just really, you know, they just kept fighting. I mean, you know, you said it was an exciting game. It really wasn't that exciting throughout. The end was exciting, but man, the two teams kind of went back and forth. The Redskins couldn't get anything going on offense for a while. They got the one touchdown drive in the first half. That was good. Russell Wilson kept on slipping out of trouble, chucking up balls, sidearm, underhand, wherever you needed to go. But I tell you what, the Seahawks, they did by and large kill themselves. They had a ton of penalties, ton of other miscues, but the Redskins, they took advantage of it, and they got it done. Mitch.
I mean, that defense, we've talked about it all season about, you know, how improved they are, but every time Russ was running around for 20 seconds back there, you felt like he was going to find Doug Baldwin for 80 yards and a touchdown, and they just kept covering. DJ Swearinger had two or three big breakups on deep balls. Norman was a beast out there. I mean,
Kendall Fuller had a pick.
Will Compton had a pick. He could have had maybe three picks. I mean, two of those were – he had two, but it was unbelievable. I mean, and Stacy McGee was – in the backfield the entire
– Dude, Terrell McClain was running down receivers down the field. I mean, that was an inspired effort from that defense. I think we haven't talked about this as much as we should, but we're going to have to start talking about Greg Minuski and the job they're doing. This is – now, there are some key additions. Zach Brown is a key addition. DJ Swearinger is a key addition. But this is a much better coached team. And I think you got to credit the assistant coaches. I think you go Torian Gray has made a difference. Jim Tomsula has made a difference. But Greg Minuski overall, I mean, they're doing stuff way better now than they did last season.
But and you know what? I mean, now there's one other thing that we have to talk about. But they gave up 437 yards the Seahawks gained.
Wow. They talk about bend but don't break, and that's exactly what it was.
Well, and they
that Baldwin bomb, it seemed like it broke.
Yeah. Well, you know, but Friegel, you're not going to never break in the NFL.
Right.
But the three missed field goals certainly helped out, which is kind of the Redskins, you know, watching. Sure. They did make them long field goal attempts, you know, so yeah. they deserve credit for that.
But that Baldwin play, the Redskins of yesteryear, that play breaks their back. They go and make a bad play on offense, turn the ball over or something, and
get sacked.
This is a big L, you know?
Yeah.
The fact that they kept it together.
And another oh-so-close loss. Yeah. Okay, here we go. This is the first time since at least 1999 that the Redskins have had a game-winning touchdown drive that started in the last 2 minutes.
Wow. I mean, that's remarkable. It really is.
At least. That's all the database I had. That's as far as it went back on drive statistics.
A couple little nuggets I picked up that I want to share with folks. The interception Fuller had was remarkable. And I thought for sure the way he was able to jump that ball so quickly was he knew that play was coming from film study, right? Because Fuller watches a ton of film.
Yep.
I asked him. He said, nah, man, they don't really run many slants. I just saw the route and saw the QB and moved. For him to move that fast without it being a play he anticipates, woo, that's a play, man. That's a future Pro Bowl, All-Pro type play. Yes.
And Russ Wilson was looking at those slants and those intermediate routes all game. So for him to jump it, that was pretty early in the game. I mean, that was huge.
And then the one other comment, kind of conversation I had with Jay Gruden when he was leaving the locker room after he had talked to the press and talked to everybody, I said to him, I was like, man, you've been telling Kirk to go deep to Doxson. You've been telling him to give him a chance. He finally did it. And Jay was like, I know. I mean, that for Jay, that's about as good as that game can end.
Yeah.
You know, for Kirk to go deep to Doxson, he makes an incredible catch. Maybe he got in, maybe he didn't, but whatever. It was, that play effectively was the touchdown that won the game.
Right, yeah. The defense had to, you know, the defense bent, you know, Wilson got a scramble, completed a pass or two. There they are at midfield. And then who got the sack? Terrell McClain.
Yep.
Got the second sack of the game. The first sack of the game was for 0 yards by Zach Brown, but got the first sack for a loss. They went through that replay fiasco. They stopped the clock, which they had no business doing at all. But there was a time soon with 11 seconds because one of them had called it incomplete, and they decided to keep it going. It was insane.
All right, it is time for game balls and goats. People are asking about the goats. Goats is a bad thing in this context. This is the old school use of goat, where you were a goat for the game, for the loss. I'm starting. We're going in whatever kind of order this is, clockwise, and no repeats. I am starting with Will Compton. Dude played a great game. He was showing his wheels. He was downfield in coverage. They were running a ton of plaster coverage. The defense played pretty much lights out. I think Comp was a big part of that. There's my first game ball.
Yeah. I'll give mine to D'Angelo Hall. Coming back, playing in a game for the first time since week 3 of last year when he tore his ACL in the Meadowlands there. He played – the whole game, maybe, you know, just certainly the vast majority of defensive snaps, returned punts, made no bad decisions with the exception of deciding not to fair catch that first one, and he got drilled, and then he kind of remembered it. But even the ones he didn't catch were all turned out fine, turned out to be good decisions. And then at the end, and actually Gruden said, there's nobody he'd rather have back there on that final Hail Mary than D'Angelo Hall to break it up to end the game.
I'm going to switch over to offense and go Josh Doxson.
Yeah.
If just for that one play, that was a potentially season-changing play to go 4-4 instead of 3-5, making that catch in the clutch at the time that it was big-time game ball.
Okay. Yeah, Doxson was great. I think DJ Swearinger played a tremendous game. We said D. Hall. Swearinger, the one play he made deep in coverage, it looked like that could have been six. He didn't get called for a penalty. He didn't make any contact.
Because he turned back
right.
and found the ball.
I mean, Swearinger played a heck of a game. And to his credit, it was 1 week after he played pretty poorly against the Cowboys. And
right.
Or no, that was a Philly game, wasn't it? They all start to
yes.
come together.
Yeah.
But DJ played great. He gets a game ball for sure. Tanley, we going anymore?
I can go to Vernon Davis. He played well. You know, and he came back in. I think he got his hand, got a contusion. He said it wasn't broken.
It was bloody.
It was wrapped up, too.
Yeah, and he had it wrapped up when he left. And I think he was kind of in there more as a decoy than anything else when he got in there. Because they were down to Jeremy Sprinkle at tight end if he doesn't come back
right,
in.
Right.
So for both for plays he made early and the guts he showed late by coming in and doing his part.
Bear with me for a sec real quick with Josh Norman. I don't know if that Doug Baldwin, I didn't get the opportunity to see a replay, was his or whether it was blown coverage. But after he had the unsportsmanlike horse collar on Jimmy Graham, the Seahawks made a concerted effort to take shots at him after plays late. You know, even there were little pushes here and there, and he drew one unsportsmanlike. But for a guy who is as emotional as he is on the football field, to keep it together, play well anyway, and not get goaded into those extra shenanigans, I give him a game ball for that too.
Dude, and you remember when the Ravens were really good, just so chippy, always kind of extra little shots over a pile or diving on piles. The Seahawks have kind of become that team now where there's always little extra stuff going on. Last game
well,
ball.
They paid for it today. What do we got here? 16 penalties, 138 yards.
Yeah. Now, not a lot of that was personal foul type stuff. But,
right.
I mean, still, you know, for all the talk about the noise here and the Redskins banged up offensive line, I don't think the Skins had a false start. I don't think their offensive line had. They had one on a kick, but it wasn't on an offensive play.
What did they? I'm pretty sure they did. I just remember seeing the screen. They were counting up the number of false start penalties that they had at the stadium.
Right. That's right. There
since
was
2005,
one.
And they right. were first.
Well, I don't think they had a delay a game, or there was a delay a game on the kick
on an extra point.
Whatever.
I think offensive line. I don't think there was like a pass holding call. There was the illegal block, which is a little bit shaky after Vernon Davis caught a pass that what could have been the game
that block in the back
early Catalina
that was junk
but
that
there
was
were no
junk.
No holding on pass plays they,
right
maybe they should have got sacked six times
let's but. All right, here's one we forgot, and this dude definitely gets a game ball. Brian Quick out here making plays, man. That play at the end, that was a great ball from Kirk, but you weren't expecting Brian Quick to be a major contributor, and he was.
Had 11 snaps played coming into this game.
Right, and he had three catches for 50 yards, 49. All right, we'll go Quick. Before we get to Goats, does Kirk get a game ball?
I don't think he gets a game ball, but he played well.
Wait.
21 of 31 for 247.
You're going to give Doxson a game ball for one catch, and you're not going to give Kirk one for one drive?
Doxson had three catches.
Okay, but for the one catch. I bet he caught every target he got. Well, Cousins completed more passes than that, too. But during the one, the meaningful
the
drive, you're not going to give one
for three
to Cousins.
Quarters.
Okay, he also playing with four offensive linemen.
I'm the one asking the question. I didn't say yes or no.
I know.
So are you giving him one?
I'm pushing back just because I'm looking. People don't know where I'm looking when I'm talking about this.
Are you giving him one?
I will give him one. If you guys are going to give Doc, I wouldn't, but if it's okay to give Doc, okay to give Quick one. Certainly the guy who threw the ball deserves one too.
I think the people know most of the time that you're just rolling your eyes when JP and I are talking anyway.
Taylor's just perpetually grumpy.
Just perpetually grumpy.
I'm just making my point. That's what a podcast is about, right? If we all sit here and agreed with everybody, you're right. That wouldn't make for a very good podcast, now would it?
My point about Cousins is we've been waiting for him to have a game-winning drive in the last 2 minutes or whatever to go.
Yeah.
And it was
first time since 1999, at least.
First time
Brad
since at
Johnson
least
didn't.
Go win
Jason
a game.
Jason Campbell
he
did
went
it. Donovan,
won
Donovan
a game.
McNabb might have, but he didn't have the cardiovascular endurance to do it.
The Redskins have needed Kirk to go win them a game. He went and won them a game, and that's impressive. Goats.
Game ball.
Goats. Who you got, Taylor? I don't know that there's a ton of goats.
No, not really. Come back to me.
Come back to you.
Do we get P-Run one for that for the fumble?
Yes.
That's the one.
Yeah, that happened so early in the game.
This is now one too many. The last two fumbles were one too many fumbles. How can you trust? Where do you go from here with this guy? Like,
one thing I noticed, and I was sitting next to Craig Hoffman from 106.7. So we never even talked about this. Why the hell Rob Kelly and P-Run were returning kickoffs? But they were. And after the fumble, the next kickoff they had, Hoffman said, I bet they're going to kick it right at P-Run to make him have to return it. Sure enough, they kicked it right at P-Run. They kicked it short, too. That kicker, as bad as he was, I tell you what, Blair Walsh gets a game ball for the Redskins. But they kicked it right at P-Run. They kicked it short, so he'd have to return it. And he was fine. He ran 15, 18 yards or whatever. But when he got hit down to the ground, it looked like that ball was a little loose. You, me, and Kai were all kind of laughing about that. P-Run definitely gets one. I don't know that defensively, I'm not giving anybody a goat.
No.
Tress Way had kind of an up and down day, but that weather was weird out there. I mean, it was hailing, and he had some really good punts and had a couple questionable punts.
I don't think their punter had any problem, but I don't know. I'm not going to stand on the chair to give Tress a goat.
When you're 9.5-point underdog and you go win a game, there can't be a whole lot of goats to give out.
This is true. Yeah.
All right, you know what time it is. It's time for over-unders, Tandler. It's time for over-unders.
On which neither one of us did very well, but I did worse.
Why are you going to – you blew it, dude. All right, our first over-under. Tandler, you are ready with stats, right? I have the numbers.
You have the number. Okay.
We set Kirk Cousins over-under of passing yards at 270.5. I said over. You said over. Correct, Tandler?
Yes.
All right, how many yards did he have?
247.
Mitch, that gives us both a – that was kind of a weak effort, Mitch. I'm not going to lie to you. Chris Thompson.
Your pick was kind of weak.
You're weak. Chris Thompson, we set the over-under on total yards. And go ahead and say your damn clarification, Tandler.
From scrimmage.
Your total yards from scrimmage. Right. Thank you. We set it at 85.5. You know what? We're going to come back to that one. We also had Josh Doctson and Terrell Pryor combined catches of 5.5. We both went over. That went way over.
What?
What did they have?
No, it went under.
Oh, hell, did it?
Yeah. It was
3-2?
3-2. Doctson had 3. Pryor had 2.
Oh, man. So we both
Pryor,
got...
Pryor would have had... Well, he would have had a touchdown if they hadn't interfered with him.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he was...
Neither of those guys had a drop. I think they played well. I think you got to get the ball to those guys more.
Yeah.
I mean, very clearly. All right, so we both were wrong there. Mitch, what does that give us? That was better. That was a better effort. All right, now... The important one, we tease this. Chris Thompson, 85.5 total yards from scrimmage, Tandler.
Yes.
I said he would go under. What did you say, Tandler?
I said he'd go over.
And what did he end the game with?
Way under. He had 20 yards rushing, was the team's leading rusher, by the way.
Yikes.
And what did I just look at? 11 receiving.
31?
That would be total 31 by my abacus.
Mitch, do you have anything? That's a good line about the abacus. You have anything to say to Tandler? All right. So that puts us now on the season. I've now opened up my lead. I have now won 5. You have won 3. So it's 5-3. You owe me a cheer wine on Wednesday. I am very much looking forward to that cheer wine.
I'm sure you are.
As a good round of over-unders, you know, clearly we thought that Kirk would throw the ball a little bit more. Offensively, they just couldn't do anything, which makes the fact that they came back and scored at the end that much more remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, they had that one drive for the touchdown in the second quarter, you know, and that just kind of came out of nowhere. All of a sudden, Kirk was like, boom, boom, dealing. A couple of passes to Davis, one to Doctson, get the pass interference on Pryor. Two plays later, Kelly gets it in the end zone. There was nothing for a while.
I mean, it was tough the first half with the weather, the rain, the wind, the ice, the snow.
It was like snowing, sleeting, raining. It was like a little bit of everything.
It was right on that borderline temperature where it was raining for 5 minutes, and then it would start sleeting, and then snow, and then rain, and then sleet.
How cool are you? Mitch was out on the field the whole time. How are you doing, big man?
I'm doing okay.
Also, so everybody knows, Mitch is an idiot and wears shorts when it's 35 degrees and snow raining.
I like snow. I'm a big fan of it. Doesn't bother me. It was... When the wind started whipping up, it got cold. Other than that, it was a normal 35-degree day. It wasn't bad.
Man.
JP's a little soft and had to go, what,
two jackets, two.
I didn't bring like a winter coat with me. I packed poorly for this trip.
Shocker.
How's that? I usually pack all right. And
no, I don't. I'll tell you what. I saw a Tandler tweet right before we got on the airplane saying that, or right before we left, saying that the weather was going to be whatever it was this weekend. Otherwise, there's no chance I would have had a jacket, gloves, anything. So thanks to that Tandler
glove. Hey, I really wish I had gloves.
You know, besides the app Carpool Now, okay, the app Weather, you know, from the Weather Channel, you can get what the weather forecast is in remote locations.
You are such a nerd.
Just
dude.
That way. I came perfectly prepared.
I don't have to look it up because I know that you're going to take care of it for me.
Okay.
That's how I feel about most things. I just let others do it.
Okay, well.
All right, but here's something I'm going to do. Here's the big announcement. This is going to be a lot of fun. You guys are all invited. Seriously, everybody listening is invited. Mitch is invited. Tandler's invited. The thing I miss most about football now is tailgating. And I love this job. I think we all do. It's very fun. But I don't get to tailgate. I don't get to be in the parking lot grilling food, hanging out. So before the Vikings game, I'm going to tailgate. And it's an idea that Mitch and I came up with. And the folks at NBC Sports are being cool and going to let us try this. So we will be in Orange Lot A. Orange A is where we'll be. I will try to lock down some specific, like, you know, A12 or whatever the hell, but I don't have that yet. Orange A, it's off Central Ave is the exit by the red zone lot, kind of. I'm going to give you more information, but the plan is from 11 to 12, we're going to be hanging out. I am going to grill up a bunch of food. It's a BYOB situation. I'm not providing beer because that would get a little weird, but we hope you guys come, right, Tandler?
Yeah.
Well, are you going to help me grill? Or are you just going to sit there and criticize
my grilling? I'm going to sit there and eat burgers.
Are you just going to criticize my grilling?
Oh, I'll be all over it.
What do you think we should make? I think burgers.
I think you got to do burgers and dogs, keep it kind of simple. But JP's a little bit of a grill master. If you guys check out his Snapchat, pretty much 5 times a week,
I can grill,
there's
dude.
A steak going.
I'm not on Snapchat, so I don't know.
I can grill, dude. Or Instagram stories, man. My IG's always got me on the grill.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm going to have to figure out what grill I'm bringing. There's some logistical stuff we need to figure out. But this is out there, and we want you guys to come. We're going to do our first hit in our pregame show is going to be live in the parking lot. So if you're there, you can be on TV. So that'll be kind of fun. And Tandler will be signing autographs.
If you want, sure. And I don't know why would you want me to devalue your football or your photo.
And if we get to 100 reviews, Tandler will dress as a turkey.
No. Ooh, this, no. I tell you what, if we get to 100 reviews by the Vikings game, Tandler's going to have to break out the turkey costume early.
No.
Yes.
But if by going to have to, you mean absolutely will not, then you're right.
Right, so going
to
have to.
No.
Definitely, he's going to have to.
He's going to.
I heard it's happening.
And if you're a lawyer, none of this happened.
Exactly. No lawyers involved.
Ooh, dude, we haven't looked at Survivor.
I took the LSATs once, so this never happened.
I did not. We haven't looked at the Survivor pool. I'm sure some guys did great. We have a lot more to get to this week.
I wonder how many people took the Seahawks today.
Dude, I wonder. I bet in our Survivor pool, not that many, but maybe.
Right, and a lot. I bet a lot of Survivor pools went down to the sucker.
Guys, we appreciate you listening. We are going to have to call this. They're probably going to throw us out of the locker room here before too long. I don't think they're going to confuse Tandler for Josh
or Norman. Lock us in, one or the other.
Right, so we better get out of here before the fuzz comes. Closing thoughts, RT. Next 2 weeks, Minnesota at home with our tailgate at New Orleans. Skins are 4-4 now. What's their record 2 weeks from now? Or 2.5 weeks.
Right. From now? 5-5.
Mitchell?
I go 5-5 too.
Okay, and here's what that sets up. The final 6 games of the year. Giants twice, Broncos, Cardinals, Cowboys that may or may not have Ezekiel Elliott. This could get pretty interesting, man. Especially you get some guys back healthy. I think Brandon Scherff could return. I think Ty Nsekhe might be able to play soon. This could get interesting.
It could, definitely.
It could.
And thanks to today. I mean, if they go 3-5 today, it's like a – it's not necessarily starting a death spiral, but it's just like, you know, they're still going to be banged up next week. There's no question about it. Some guys will be back. You know, not all of them will. And this is kind of what they needed to – you know, get some validation that, hey, yeah, you can win with an offensive line with 4 substitutes.
I'll tell you what, like in 2012 when made the playoff run and Robert had that 73-yard run against the Vikings, everyone pointed to that
play as kind of the turning point, the jumping off point for him. We're going to look at that pass to Doxson, and if things go the way that it kind of looks like things are starting to move, and we're going to look at that pass to Doxson, that's going to be the turning point of the season.
Big time, big time. Redskins fans, smile. You got a big win, and team's right back in the hunt. As always, for Tandler and Tischler, if you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
I'm not going to remind the nice people to leave reviews.
Oh, hell, yeah.
I mean, hell. Yeah,
that's Taylor's
they won.
Job.
I know, but Tandler doesn't want
to
dress like a turkey.
My job is
Tandler
to remember
doesn't want to dress like a turkey, so that's why he's leaving them.
No, that is not your job. You should just remember the. All right, well, tell them.
I'm telling
you
right now, leave reviews.
Okay, leave
Listen
reviews,
to the podcast.
Subscribe, please, and leave reviews.
Hey, big win. Everyone should be happy. And
that's right.
If you leave enough reviews, Rich Tandler will be a turkey on Thanksgiving.
We need the reviews. We need Tandler in the turkey costume. How about a big thanks to the big man, Mitch, for reminding me to ask you guys for reviews. Appreciate that, Tischler. One more time. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.